Now it's time for your daily pep talk on News Radio Pensacola. Text in the show at 850-437-1620.
Welcome back to the Pensacola Expert Panel. I'm Jess. This is News Radio Pensacola. If you want to join the conversation today, 850-437-1620. We have a full house this morning.
We do.
A full house. Jamie Coffey, how are you?
Good morning, Jess. Thanks so much for having us and letting the Whiting Field crew bombard the studio once again.
I love it.
Well, we're excited to be here.
You're kind of bringing the sun out.
That's right. It's clear or clear enough. I know we've got some rain coming this week. And of course, it was a little bit of a rainy weekend. But that's not always sad to have a rainy weekend. Sometimes you can just stay inside and get things done inside, too.
So. Yes, I did.
Oh, good. You had a productive weekend.
I did. I also took a little time to nap longer. Actually, I felt like a teenager because I was like, let's nap to the... Can I say how long I nap?
Yes.
I mean, if you wake up in between and then go back to sleep, does it count as sleeping till 10?
No.
Okay, good.
No, then you're good.
I needed a refresher.
Okay, and I'll say real quick before I intro everybody, you mentioned sleep. Sleep is a powerful thing. It really is. It's such a healer. And to rest our body, especially in our culture where we go, 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 sleep is powerful. So never feel bad for sleeping. So good on you for taking
True.
A nap.
And when you get older, it's okay to sleep.
That's right.
If you want to keep it secret, then sleep somewhere where no one sees you.
We're not spring chickens. Not all of us are spring chickens anymore, is the saying.
Stop it, Jamie. Yes, we are. We are spring chickens in this room.
And for the listeners out, you just heard Katie. So I'll kind of intro who we've got in the studio this morning, and then we'll kind of start in with the interview. So you just heard Katie Prestesader. She is our fun boss out at NAS Whiting Field. So she is the director of MWR out at Whiting in Milton, Florida. And then I'm going to start out. Of course, my partner in crime is here. He's not on the mic yet, but he will be. He's going to talk to Katie in a few minutes. But the awesome Mr. Zach Harris is here, Deputy Public Affairs for NAS Whiting Field. So I'm always excited to have him side by side because we powerhouse it together.
He's in the corner right now. Is he in trouble?
That's right. Don't put baby in the corner. What is this? and then last but not least, we have from NAS Whiting Field in uniform representing NAS Whiting Field and the active duty personnel that do awesome things and support our mission out there of flying. We have Ensign Derek Gardner in the house.
Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks again for the willingness to do this and jump on the radio. We always say, and we say Ensign Gardner, but Derek is awesome. He just jumps in whatever we need. Hey, can you help with presenting awards out in the community? Hey, can you help us do that? He's just one of those leaders that just will jump in anything that needs to be done.
Absolutely. Not a problem. My pleasure.
We so appreciate that. So we're just going to jump in. We just really want to get to know you this morning and get to know kind of like what you do at NAS Whiting Field. Yeah. And how you support that and how you support the mission out there. So the first question, where are you from?
I, like everyone else from back home, I am a very proud Detroiter, Detroit, Michigan, born and raised.
Nice.
I feel like we should be saying Detroit.
I know. Born and raised. And is that where you came in the Navy?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Detroit.
Very cool. Can you give us just, actually, when we did the prep, I said, can you give me your Navy life story? But can you tell us a little bit about your career and give us a little bit of your background? Because you have done many things in the Navy, and I don't know if they're all related to air traffic control, but if you could kind of just start from the beginning and tell us how long you've been in and where it all started for you.
Sure thing. So for me, I'm coming up on 13 years on September 1st. I didn't join the Navy because this was a dream or a goal of mine. I actually pretty much joined overnight. I was in college.
Okay.
I was going to school to be a middle school math teacher. I did, yes. Going through my student teaching, I realized that I didn't have a passion for teaching. So I kind of joined the military overnight. So like everyone else, I went to boot camp in Great Lakes. From boot camp, I went on to A School, which is down here in Pensacola, Florida. It was a very rigorous and intense training program over at the Air Traffic Control Schoolhouse. The attrition rate is about 40%.
Okay.
So imagine that.
So you started out and you knew you were going to do air traffic controller.
I did. Okay. So there's a process when you're going through the joining process. Mm-hmm. There's a process. They throw a bunch of different jobs at you, and air traffic control was the one that I selected.
Okay.
Absolutely. I knew nothing about the job prior to.
Right.
Or anything like that. So I just kind of got lucky and fell into it.
Okay. So I don't know how much you can talk about your duty station. So where did you go from there? What was the first duty station out of the...
So my first duty station was TACRON 21, which is in Virginia Beach.
Okay.
And our mission there, we support humanitarian efforts, and we embark upon the amphibious assault ships out on each coast, either the East Coast or the West Coast, depending upon where you are.
Okay.
I spent 4 years there at TACRON. If you're not supporting one of those two efforts, there isn't a lot to do when you're home port. So a lot of people kind of go there and they go to school. They do extra duties outside of air traffic control because there isn't a lot of that stuff there. So for me, I was TAD to a local airfield, TAD, temporary assigned duty. To a local airfield for 16 months. There, I did a little bit of air traffic control. I was able to gain a few qualifications, so it was awesome. It was a great experience for me. From there, I came back to TACRON 21, and there was a IA opportunity, individual augmentee,
okay,
which is basically a deployment on shore,
mm-hmm,
right? So I did that over in Bahrain. I did that for 8 months. I didn't like it. I didn't like it while I was there.
Right.
But looking back on it, it was absolutely great experience, a great experience.
Yeah. Like you gained the knowledge experience.
I did. Yeah. And working with different people, submerged in a different culture, like it was a great experience.
And it was joint there, right?
Did you work with any other?
So you worked with other military branches?
I did. Yep. The Bahrainis, the Air Force was there as well. So it was pretty good.
Very cool.
Yep. So when I got back from that assignment, came back to the TACRON 21, I did a deployment with the USS Kearsarge. I was deployed with them for about 5 months.
Oh, wow. And we won't, you know, they have important missions, what they do out when they do deploy. So another season for an adventure and experience for your career.
Absolutely.
So what happens after the Kearsarge?
So after the Kearsarge, because I didn't have a ton of air traffic control experience, it was important for me to go to a challenging duty station. So I selected orders to NAS Whiting Field, NAS Oceana, the master jet base on the East Coast. Oceana is very fast paced.
Right.
F-18s, dealing with F-18s. The traffic volume was a lot.
Wow.
I spent 5 years there. I was able to fully qualify and work in jobs above my pay grade. It was great. Met a lot of great people there. But like I said, the air traffic control side of it was great for me, and it kind of set me up for to promote later on in my career.
Okay, and by that time, are you a first class by then? You're still enlisted at that point.
Yes, so I am a first class. I made first class in 4 years. I made first class at my first command at TACRON 21 and checked into Oceana as a first class as well.
So for all the listeners, we're all like eyes are over here, and Zach even did the eyebrow. So when Zach's eyebrow goes up, I know. We call that in the military, we call that a fast burner. So you're no joke, Derek. You are no joke. You were serious.
I try.
That's okay. Admiral status right there.
I know. So you're in at that point, your first class, so what happens next?
Yep. So after NAS Oceana, I selected orders to the Air Traffic Control Schoolhouse to be an instructor and to give back to the rate.
So now it's coming full circle. Mm-hmm. So now you are teaching. So
I am.
Now, interesting how that happens in the world where the universe just puts you probably where you need to be.
Absolutely.
And now you get to instruct.
Absolutely.
So instruction at NAS Pensacola at that point, or?
At NATSE Air Training Center.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So, yep, at NAS. Cool. And then from there, is this when the decision happens to cross over into the world of the officer realm?
It is.
Okay.
So once I checked in at the schoolhouse over there, shortly thereafter, I was selected for chief petty officer.
Okay.
And then a few months later, my name was on the list for commissioning to an air traffic control officer.
And I would say, so it's just super interesting, the value that you all bring when you have both sides of the coin there. So we just so appreciate that. That's a great story.
Yes.
So then from there, you end up at NAS Whiting, or there was something in between?
So it is.
On?
Yep. So I went from the schoolhouse over in Pensacola to NAS Whiting Field. There is a four-week course up in Rhode Island that
okay.
we do for our transition from the enlisted to the officer side.
Awesome. Very cool. So then getting all the training, getting all the background, getting prepared. Then you end up at NAS Whiting Field. Okay. So at NAS Whiting Field, can you give me your duty title? What is your official duty title, since you do a little bit of everything Whiting Field? But what is your official duty title, and what does that do?
So I'm brought to Whiting Field to be the air traffic control facility officer.
Facility officer.
Yes.
So we always say ATCFO.
ATCFO. That's exactly what it is.
I mean, how fast can you say that?
ATCFO. That was pretty...
you could jazz that up, ATCFO.
Add some snaps on
there.
I like
on,
it.
We tried. The phone.
Derek's like, stop.
So, what are some of your official responsibilities? What are some of the duties that you do every day?
So, simply put, I am overall responsible for the management of the air traffic control facility. A large part of what I do is I set policy and procedure for the air traffic controllers to ensure that we're able to support the training and the readiness of the warfighter,
okay.
Wing 5.
Very cool.
Mm-hmm.
So do with that management, is there a crossover so that you do some of that management and that big picture part on the air traffic controller side, but do you manage any of the ATCs or air traffic controllers as well, or does that bleed over into the ATCs as well, or is that a different position that kind of controls them?
So, no, that they work directly for me.
Okay.
And I kind of hate that phrase.
Yeah.
I'm actually in a position to where I'm able to serve them. So I have 60-plus controllers, military and civilian controllers that work directly for me.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So that's interesting, too. And it's interesting for our listeners to know that it's not just active duty out. We have out at NAS Whiting Field on the North Field and the South Field.
Yep.
And just a reminder that we have two separate towered airfields over at NAS Whiting Field, which makes us a little bit unique because we have one base installation. I mean, we also have our outlying landing fields
mm-hmm.
that span Florida and Alabama. So
16
that's
16 others.
Yeah.
Correct.
So this is, you know, there's a lot to control at NAS Whiting Field and a lot to manage. 92 miles of fence line. We've just got it all. But with two towers, you've got the base kind of split down the middle, North Field and South Field. So you've got helicopters on one side and you've
mm-hmm.
got fixed wing aircraft on the other side.
Mm-hmm.
Is that hairy? Is that,
it is.
That
a, of course
is
it
very
is.
Interesting
of
to have
it
to
is. Yeah.
manage?
Yeah, absolutely. Given the close proximity of the two airfields as well, we have to always constantly ensure that we're in compliance with FAA regulations in terms of separation.
Mm-hmm.
But again, we have a great group of controllers at Whiting Field who does a great job of keeping the aircraft separated.
You have a cool job.
We do.
You have a
we
cool
do.
Job.
We do.
Okay, so let's get jump into family. If you don't mind asking, are you married? Do you have any children?
I am. So my wife and I, we've been married for coming up on 8 years in just a few weeks. She's from Detroit, Michigan as well.
All right.
We went to high school together. We were just cool in high school. We started dating actually when I was down here in Pensacola. We have two little boys.
Okay.
DJ, who's just turned 6.
Okay.
And Drew, he'll be 4 in October.
Okay, your 6-year-old is going into kindergarten?
He just finished kindergarten. So he's going into first grade.
What can we ask what school?
Absolutely, Kingsville Elementary.
Okay, so we can give him a little shout out.
Yes.
We can give him a little shout out.
Is he excited to go back?
He is. I just told him this morning. I said, hey, 3 more weeks before school. He said, how many more days is that, Dad?
A lot.
Yeah.
And I know we're running out of time, but I want to ask, what does the future hold for Derek Gardner? So you've got 13 years in, and what do you think, have you thought about long-term, what the Navy career looks like for you?
Absolutely.
And your family?
I want to go as far as I possibly can, and as long as my family will support me. You know, there has to be that balance. So, but I'm a hard charger. I'm a worker, as you guys acknowledged earlier. So I want to go as far as I possibly can.
Oh, that's great. Thanks for telling your story and for us getting to know you and understanding kind of what the ATCFO does and just controlling the air traffic controllers and the plans and the policies and the management piece to that and the supervisory piece to that. So that's just one more thing that Whiting does, just trying to give everybody a little piece to that. So I'm going to step away and introduce Mr. Zach Harris, and him and Katie are going to talk for a little bit. Welcome, Zach.
Thank you very much, Jamie. It's so great to be here with these wonderful individuals. We do appreciate y'all taking time out of your busy days to come in here and talk to us. Now, segueing from Mr. Gardner's family, Katie, are there some fun family-oriented
whoa,
activities planned for
whoa,
the summer?
I liked
See
it. That was so smooth, Zach.
Yeah, thank
I appreciated
you so much.
That. I always love doing these, but it's a challenge to follow such awesome rock stars in our organization. Last time I was here, I followed CMC. Now I'm following Derek. Like, this is
4-year first class. It's just
good problem
absolutely
to have.
Yeah,
like, it's, I mean, I appreciate that you guys allow me to be within the room of such awesomeness.
Yeah, you're all right.
Yes. Yeah, I'm all right. It's okay. Okay, so let's talk. This Thursday, first off, what is coming up on Friday? Let's talk like big picture, real world. What's happening Friday?
What is happening Friday?
The Olympics, Zach.
Oh.
Where are you? Come on. Be with me on pop culture and what's happening besides politics.
Is it happening in America?
It's happening in Paris. La Paris. Okay.
City of lights.
Yeah, what? It's so beautiful over there. Yeah. So Paris, we're having our Olympics. So for us at Whiting Field, we said we need to tie in an Olympic event and back to school bash.
Sure.
So how do you do that? Such a great question. You're going to come... And you're going to come to Whiting Field, and you are going to earn your backpack supplies by competing in Olympic events.
Now, is this like a Hunger Games style competition?
Absolutely.
Where the children
who don't
succeed won't get anything?
Yep.
Or will everybody get like at least
a
backpack
for coming
out? No,
you know what? It's an everybody's a winner situation.
Well,
you
that's
know,
good.
My millennial self couldn't handle that. So
sure.
Everybody gets a trophy.
Right.
Did you add breakdancing into this event? Because that's a new Olympic.
I'm so excited for that.
That's
CBS
fantastic.
Did this amazing like story on it, and there's this group of gentlemen from back in the 80s that have been the kind of the main doers and shakers of breakdancing.
Sure.
So why wouldn't we be excited? I'm excited for Simone Biles. I'm ready for her to come back. She is absolutely in her reputation.
Is she breakdancing or still doing the gymnastics?
She's still
thing.
Doing her gymnastics.
Okay.
Have you seen
yeah.
her? Like, she's literally just up in the air doing killer things
yeah,
already,
like
just in like the pre-workout stuff.
She's breaking
Paris.
It down
Most
for
competition
us.
Winning gymnast, I
yeah,
think.
I think one of the stats I saw, and I don't know if it's real or not, because it absolutely was on my social media, but one of the stats was like the Japanese men's gymnastics team between all of them is bringing 37 medals. Simone Biles on her own is bringing 37 medals. Like, it's some crazy statistic. It's like, yes, queen. So, I mean, just to be ready watching that. I'm so
That's
excited.
How I reacted to.
What?
That's how I reacted to.
Yes. I can't unsee it, Zach.
Sure.
Yes, queen. So, back to school bash for our kiddos. Specifically DJ. I have a CJ, you have a DJ. We've talked about this. When you have the acronyms and a name, you know, they're special. there are like our little stalwarts that they're like, because then I go, I don't know if you deej, I siege.
I definitely deej.
You deej? Yeah. So I siege. Siege, let's go. So for Siege and Deej and all the other kids out there who are DOD affiliated, we're having our back to school bash. That means we're going to give you a backpack and supplies. You're going to have fun events to do all at Whiting Park. So you'll travel between all the pavilions and you'll do an event. You'll earn your scorecard, and then that scorecard will take you to earn your pre-stuffed backpack. So you do have to register at Airedale's. So you can either call or you can show up, and we need to get you a parking ticket. Because if you haven't been down to Whiting Park Recreational Area, have you been yet? Oh, don't hurt my heart. I can see it in his eyes. He's about to let me down. Derek is literally about to crush my soul. I'll just take you myself.
Okay.
Okay, great.
I would have went with, I was there, but I did not see you. Where were you?
Yeah, exactly. We're going to drag him on the river, okay? So come, we're going to be doing events. We'll have a food truck out there, but we've had amazing community partners who've made this happen. We've had the city of Milton. They've come out in full force for us. We've had Sandy Sansing. I'm getting my list out because I'll get in a lot of trouble if I don't say them all. So that's super fun. We've had the city of Milton, Craters and Freighters, First Command, Eglin Federal, Primerica, American Heritage, and Sandy Sansing all supporting this event.
Like, that's fantastic.
Huge communities Thursday, 4 to 7. Come down to Whiting Park. Again, register at Airedale so that we know you're coming. But that it's such a big event for us because we are able to give back to our DOD community. The biggest thing I would say, though, is if you aren't DOD affiliated, we know that there are school drives happening. So we want to make sure that you know what's going on out there. Also on Thursday is a huge Stuff the Bus program. And so the way the Stuff the Bus is working is there's different partners in the community that are literally stuffing buses full of supplies. And so if you can't make it out to Whiting Park or you're not affiliated, work with your school that your child goes to, and they're going to tell you where these programs are at. So this is just one avenue that the Whiting Field, Pensacola, Milton, Pensacola, Pace, Navarre, Gulf Breeze, all of our key community areas are really giving back to our kids. So, you know, just make sure you're tagging in, follow on social media, look up school supply runs. Don't worry. If you don't get to go to this one because you're not DOD, there's so many other resources out there for you. So that's what's going on, Zach. Plus the Olympics and diving. Oh my gosh, I love the diving. I'm such a judger. Like, I'm like, oh, your splash was too big. Like, as if I know. But I become an expert on all sports come the Olympics.
Yeah, you're like,
I am. I'm
your
so...
four flips weren't nearly as crisp as they could have been off of that 7 meter
off the horse.
Springboard.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. I can't wait.
Splash, fail.
Excuse me, did you see, like, you know, when they're doing the rings? Your arms weren't straight enough, sir. Like, I can't even do a push-up, but no, your arms weren't straight enough. I can see it. You look, and they dip, and they're so judgy on the TV. I can't handle it.
Yeah, it's like, you're staring at someone doing an Iron Cross, and you're like, are your shoulders shaking right now, bud?
What are you
even doing here? How do you even qualify for this event?
I can't believe that you're on a team.
I think they should bring back or start hobby horsing. Have you seen that?
Yes.
I mean, I one time hobby horsed into my HR director's office, you know, the door frame. She gave me a two.
What exactly is that?
A hobby horse. It's the little, you know, the stick with the horse head, mm-hmm. and it's all cute. And
oh,
you
just, wow.
Full on. Is it in New Zealand or Australia? I think it's down under somewhere.
I don't know. Like, it's everywhere.
Yeah. But now, so Zach, I feel like maybe hobby horse is actually your next activity.
I think Whiting Team PAO will be the hobby horsing championships on our installation.
Team captains, what's up?
But, you know, who knows?
Okay.
But I think we're almost out of time. Jamie, step back up to the mic. She might have something to say here before we sign off.
No, yeah, well, about 10 seconds. I just want to say thanks for all the support out in the community. And the only Whiting news that we have, I'll leave you with. Captain Paul Flores was relieved by Captain Ted Elkins on July 12th. So we have a new boss, new commanding officer.
And he'll be in here sometime soon.
Yes, hopefully next month.
We're going to hold his feet to the fire on that. I know he's excited.
If he's listening...
Bring your hobby horse.
Yep.
Just thanks for having us.
Yeah, thank you
for
so
being
much.
Part of the Pensacola Expert Panel.
And thank you, Ensign Gardner and Katie, for coming out. We really appreciate it.